There's two readings this morning. The first one is very short. It's Isaiah 54, verses 2 and 3, and that's on page 711 of the Old Testament section of the Bibles that are in front of you. And the other reading is Luke chapter 14, verses 15 to 24, and that's on pages 82 to 83 of the New Testament part of the Bible. Enlarge the site of your tent and let the curtains of your habitations be stretched out. Do not hold back. Strengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. For you will spread out to the right and to the left, and your descendants will possess the nations and will settle the desolate towns. And from Luke 14. One of the dinner guests, on hearing this, said to him, "Blessed is anyone who will eat bread in the kingdom of God." Then Jesus said to him, "Someone gave a great dinner and invited many. At the time for the dinner, he sent his slave to say to those who had been invited, 'Come, for everything is ready now.' But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said to him, 'I have bought a piece of land, and I must go out and see it. Please accept my apologies.' Another said, 'I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I'm going to try them out. Please accept my apologies.' Another said, 'I have just been married, and therefore I cannot come.' So the slave returned and reported this to his master. Then the owner of the house became angry and said to the slave, 'Go out at once into the streets and the lanes of the town and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame.' And the slave said, 'Sir, what you have ordered has been done, and there is still room.' Then the master said to the slave, 'Go out into the roads and lanes and compel people to come in, so that my house may be filled. For I tell you, none of those who were invited will taste my dinner.'" This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks, Catherine. I speak in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Some of you may remember that in my APCM address, I thought God might be asking us to focus on strengthening our stakes as we continue to enlarge our tent. And so this autumn, I want us to spend some time thinking about this in our preaching. But today, as I'm sort of opening the sermon series, and please bear with us, those who are guests, I'm going to be doing a sort of overarching picture as we then go on to look at different stakes that we might think we need strengthening. And our theme today is the call to enlarge. Make room. The call to enlarge, make room. Enlarge the place of your tent. Let the curtains of your habitations be stretched out. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. Now, I know several people have been camping this summer, whether on holiday or at Christian festivals. And some of you will have had the experience of hammering in the tent pegs, pulling the ropes tight and stretching out the canvas. My tent isn't tiny, but it's not particularly big, and I didn't go camping for various reasons this summer. But I have to admit that when I'm at New Wine, which is at this Christian conference some of us go to, I do covet some of the enormous family tents that look so big and have so much room. And then I sort of, you know, maybe kindly invited, and they've got teenagers and they've got children, and I see with all the mess that's around, they probably don't think they have much room, and perhaps they have a question, should we be getting a bigger tent for next year? And Isaiah uses a picture of a tent that is simply not big enough for what God is about to do. Enlarge the place of your tent. In other words, don't think small. Don't assume the way things are now is how they shall always be. Don't put limits on what God can do. Not do more, not work harder, but rather make room for God to do what he wants to do. And that makes why today, particularly, is a very special day, as we've had a baptism. Because baptism is, in a real sense, about making room. Today we are saying to Charlie and to parents and friends, there's room for you in God's family. There's room for you in God's story. There's room for you in his kingdom. Because God has a bigger tent than we do. In Isaiah 54, God's people have been through a rough time. They've known loss, disappointment, and even exile. And yet God still says to them, do not stay where you are. Enlarge the site of your tent. In other words, don't allow yesterday to determine what you believe God can do tomorrow. I said at the 9 o'clock this morning, it's so easy for us to look back and see what church used to be. Maybe there aren't many of us here who have been at St. Mark's for the last 20, 30, 40 years. There have been at the 9 o'clock. And we can look back and think, oh gosh, it was so great then. We had so many children. We did this ministry that really worked. And we can look at the present and think, we're doing okay. Why on earth would God want us to stretch our tent even further? And memories are precious, and we need to hold on to those good memories. But God says, enlarge the site of your tent to the Israelites. Now, we too here at St. Mark's have very recently experienced huge loss, sadness, and grief. And some people have said to me, I wonder if God still has the same plans for us now. And I believe he does. We need to continue to look forward and keep asking the questions. What might God want us to do next? Who is God asking us to reach, to welcome, to engage with? Because God's vision is always bigger than ours. And his vision usually involves people rather than buildings, but I believe our community hub building is part of enlarging the site of our tent. And then Jesus tells us a story about a man who prepares a great banquet. Everything's ready, the invitations have gone out, the food's on the table, the house is prepared. And then one after another, they make their own excuses. So the master says, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the town and bring in the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. And when there is still room, he says, go out to the roads and country lanes and compel them to come in so that my house will be full. What a wonderful phrase, a beautiful picture that God wants his house to be full. And let's notice who gets invited. Not simply the people who were originally expected to come, or those who have everything together, nor the religious, nor those who know how church works, and the strange language that we sometimes use in our liturgy and worship. People from the outside church think, oh, what on earth's going on there? No. Jesus deliberately describes people who might easily have been overlooked. The poor, those who are on the margins, people who perhaps didn't feel they belonged. And Jesus says, invite them in, make room for them. And that is the challenge of the gospel. Gospel just means the good news of Jesus Christ. Because we can very easily create churches that are comfortable for the people who are already there. Now, as I said again earlier, I think St. Mark's is very good at welcoming new people into church. But even yesterday at Saturday Fellowship, there was a conversation as to how we can welcome those in our community who are struggling with things like homelessness and addictions. And it isn't easy. But we need the wisdom and compassion of Jesus. But the danger is that we shy away from welcoming and making room for those out on the lanes and streets of our community. And church can become a comfortable tent that has forgotten how to stretch. And Zara says, do not hold back. Don't keep the curtains pulled in. Don't make the tent smaller just because that is an easier option. Stretch it, make room. And as I said at the beginning, it is very significant that we have baptized Charlie into the family of God this morning. Today we are saying, as I've already said, there's room for him and his family. They belong. As God's people, they're welcomed into the story of God's love. And perhaps that is one of the most beautiful things about baptism. We don't baptize people because they've already got everything sorted out. We don't baptize because they understand everything about God, because Charlie doesn't. We baptize because God's grace comes before our understanding. Before Charlie can say anything about God, he says to Charlie, you are my beloved child, and I love you. And that is the gospel. That is the good news of Jesus Christ. Grace comes first. The invitation comes first. The table is prepared, and God says, come. But enlargement also means to change. There's another side to Isaiah's words. When you enlarge a tent, you have to move the pegs and drive them into new ground. You have to lengthen the ropes, stretch the canvas. That isn't always easy. It can sometimes feel uncomfortable because the old site of the tent might have felt more safe and secure. God says to us, don't hold back, lengthen your cords, strengthen your stakes. The church is called to be secure, but not static. Our foundations, which we sung about, need to be deep, and our foundations are on the love of Jesus, but the tent itself needs to be capable of stretching. So our stakes need to be strong as we continue to enlarge our tent over and into our community, but also to enlarge our capacity inside, welcoming and making room for others. And that's why over the next few weeks we will be looking at different stakes that might need to be strengthened, such as our knowledge of scripture, prayer, holiness, mission, discipleship, generosity, stewardship. Think about a tree. A healthy tree doesn't grow simply by getting taller. Its roots have to grow too. I know I've used this illustration before. The wider the branches become, the deeper and wider the root system needs to become. And if the roots don't grow, eventually the tree cannot support its own growth. And I think this is a good picture of the church. Not church, the building. I'm talking about church. I'm talking about the people of God. We need to be deeply rooted in God for when those storms come, and we know they do. So what does enlargement look like for us? We continue to seek God's guidance as we enlarge the site. And God's command to his servants, and I believe that's us today, to go out and compel people to come in so that his house might be filled. Do you know, that really spoke to me as I prayed and prepared for this preach this morning. There is both the call to go out and the invitation to come in. And there is an urgency about this invitation, because God wants his house to be full. And lastly, the invitation is for all of us too. We sometimes can read this parable, at least I can, and think, how on earth did those people make those excuses not to come in to have banquet with our Lord Jesus Christ? How could they have made those excuses? And yet we do so often. I'm too busy. I don't have time. I'm not good enough. I'm too old. I'm too young. I haven't had experience in that particular area, so I can have an excuse to engage or not get involved. I've made too many mistakes. I don't feel I belong. Perhaps some of us have felt that ourselves. And the good news of Jesus is that the invitation is there for all of us. The banquet's prepared. The table is ready. Come. There is room. You don't have to have everything sorted out before you come to Jesus. You don't have to understand everything. You don't have to be perfect. Because if we are honest, if we did, this church would be empty today. If we had it all right, this church, and we could only come into church, we had it all right, this church would be empty, and I certainly wouldn't be standing here. No, we simply have to hear the invitation and respond. Come, there is room for you. The tent and the table. Isaiah gives us the tent, Luke gives us the table. The tent says, make room. The table says, come and eat. And the gospel says that God's church should be both. A tent with wide curtains and a table with plenty of room. There is room for you and me in God's kingdom and at his table. Today we make room. As we celebrate this baptism, perhaps we can see it as a sign of God calling all of us to become a church with strong stakes and a church with wide curtains. A people of God deeply rooted in Christ, but reaching out beyond itself. A church that knows what it believes, but is not afraid to welcome people who are still searching. A church community that doesn't say, "This is enough," but asks, "Lord, where do you want us to stretch next?" Because there are still people to invite. There are still people to welcome. There are still people who need to hear the good news of Jesus in Laich and Saltney Ferry. So let's hear Isaiah's words again. "Enlarge the site of your tent and let the curtains of your habitations be stretched out. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes." And hear Jesus' invitation, "Come so that my house might be full. Come so that my house might be full." So may God give us strong stakes, wide curtains, open hearts, and generous hands. And may Charlie's baptism today remind us that there is always room for one more in God's family. Amen.